We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, proud friend of Mizzou basketball, famous among friends.
Happy Prayer for the win.
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
With Conto Martin, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. Welcome to Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Coach Martin is alongside. We'll be with you until just about 8 o'clock, talking about a couple of Missouri wins this past week as the Tigers go to Vanderbilt and pick up a win on the road, and then they close the regular season with a victory on senior night on Saturday over the Arkansas Razorbacks, 77-67. Missouri picks up win number 20 on the season, win number 10 in conference play. Missouri ties for fourth place in the SEC. They will play as the number 5 seed coming up at the SEC tournament this week in St. Louis at the Scott Trade Center. Lots to talk about over the course of the next hour. Academy Sports and Outdoors, locations in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, Joplin, and Cape Girardeau. Also open in Columbia, 2651 Trimble Road. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. With that, let's say hi to the head coach of the Tigers. How are you tonight?
Not bad, Mike. How's it going?
Well, all good. All good on a Monday. And let's talk about Arkansas to begin things. And first of all, what a terrific atmosphere inside the building Saturday evening.
It was a great atmosphere for senior night. To send those three seniors off on a good night is always on good note is always a great feeling to play with that level of energy, the way our guys played the game. And you always want to finish the season on a good note. We did that.
Fell behind early by 7, but then were able to come back, take the lead. And once you had the lead, they never were able to take it away from you.
We defended at the level we were capable of defending at, and we felt like that was the biggest key. And I thought, again, the guy that set the tone for us defensively was Jordan Barnett again against Barford, which is not an easy thing to do. The way he scores the ball, he takes tough shots, off-balance shots, post up, drive it. And again, Barnett was great for us defensively. Then, you know, we got shots. We made plays. Jonte made plays. Cassius made timely shots. Jeremiah played well. Thought Geis had a great floor game, so it was a great team effort. Unfortunately, Cullen went down, but outside of that, it was a great night.
Yeah, let's talk about Cullen. We'll come back to Jordan, but obviously done for the rest of the way with the ACL, right?
Yeah, so you're probably looking at 9 months, just to be safe, give or take. So it's a tough blow for him because he's put the time into it. He'll bounce back strong, but it's just hard. But he was at practice today, so, and hopefully he'll be with us until it's over.
Limited numbers now, right, moving forward. I mean, down to a 7-man rotation as we stand.
We'll continue to scratch and claw. we do what we do. You know, just we don't have a lot of time to make excuses or complain about it. We put ourselves in this position, and we understand it. You know, people always say the next man up. It's not one of my phrases, but it's simply that.
Back to Jordan Barnett. Against Roberson at Vanderbilt, particularly in the second half, he was terrific on the defensive end. This past week against Arkansas on Saturday, against Barford, and really as you were switching on the perimeter, whoever he had in front of him, he was shutting them down. He did a really good job. So he's influenced the last two games with his defensive efforts, something that you've been asking him to do from the word go.
Yes.
What's been the difference?
Well, the one thing we always talk about is, like, it's never too late. We say that all the time. It's never too late, and you can always get better. You can always make progress. And the one thing we watch in film as a team, the first thing I'll say, let's get better, because that's what we're trying to do. Whatever margin of getting better it is for each individual player. And he showed that, because, again, his length at 6'7", his size, the athleticism, he has the parts to be an elite defender. In the last two games, he showed it, and hopefully he can continue that.
The other thing, too, that was great about that game is you had four scoring options on the floor, not only Cassius, not only Jordan, certainly Jonte, but even Jeremiah chipped in.
Well, the thing we try to stress as a staff, if the focus is on the defensive side of the ball, if you consume with that part, the offense will come, because it's a five-man offense, so it's not built just for one guy or two guys. You move the ball, you play in space, and you pound the ball inside. Shooters shoot it. If Jeremiah's getting the ball down low, he can get doubled in that post. He can make plays. So now you're sharing the basketball. You're getting out in transition. But the thing that we have to do every night, we have to defend, rebound, and play hard, and we have to hang our hat on that part of the game.
Cassius Robertson said afterwards, he was so impressed with the fact that the Canadian national anthem was played before the game. He told me he knows every word. Do you believe
him? If he said it, I believe him.
You believe him, yeah. Now, would you have liked to heard him sing the Canadian national anthem?
Well, I got to test his vocal cords first to see if I want to hear him sing it.
It was a cool moment, though.
It was.
The crowd embraced it.
They did, and I'm happy for him because he's given so much in such a short period of time. He's given so much to this university and so to speak, put us back on the map.
Back after this, more Tiger Talk with Konzo Martin, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors from Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's Southwest Side on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
Prepare to have your mind blown by Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste lasers.
Can we cut all that? That's not going to convince anyone. Coke Zero is now Coke Zero Sugar with great Coke taste. Some people were excited to hear the news. Some were skeptical. And none of this noise is going to convince you that Coke Zero Sugar has great Coke taste, because the only thing that'll make you believe that is trying it yourself.
And lasers!
No lasers. Ice cold Coke Zero Sugar. Try one today.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Can you help us with our insurance policies?
From in there?
Oh, the cage? Oh, I've been with this provider for years.
Let's find a trusted choice independent agent.
Trusted choice?
Many insurance agents are held captive by one provider, but a trusted choice independent agent has the freedom of choice. They can shop multiple providers on your behalf to find the coverage options and prices right for you. Find your trusted choice independent agent at trustedchoice.com. Free to do what's right for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
A perfect circle. May 16th, Mizzou Arena. A perfect circle. tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A perfect circle. Live.
Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and also Shelter Insurance. Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, right price, every single day. Konzo Martin is alongside. We'll be with you until just before 8 o'clock. Missouri will open play in the SEC tournament coming up on Thursday afternoon. Second game of the first session, as the Tigers will play the winner of the game between Georgia and Vanderbilt. That'll take place on Wednesday evening. So Missouri plays after the first game. I think it's Alabama and Mississippi State game one at noon. And then about 2:30 is when Missouri will play its first game in St. Louis at the Scott Trade Center. Let's go back to Tuesday night. A win on the road in Nashville against Vanderbilt. You win the game 74-66. Again, it was a game that you trailed at the half, but found a way to take control of the game in the second half.
I thought we got off to a slow start now. We didn't flow as well as we needed to offensively early, but we were getting shots. We were getting where we were trying to get, scoring the ball. But it wasn't a great flow offensively. I thought we did a below-average job defensively, especially on Roberson. And I think after his 11th or 12th point, we just made the adjustment at that point. Let's go with Barnett and just really kind of challenge Barnett. We need this from you. And he did a tremendous job in defending him. Really, really made him work for catches, moved his feet, made him go over the top. Because, again, he's same size, 6'7". And that's what really kind of set the tone for us. And we were able to flow after that. But if he would have kept going the way he was going, it was going to be a long night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, LaChance, also crafty player, was able to get his in the first half as well. A lot of those up-and-under moves to one bounce, gets his feet set, and drills a three.
Well, you're talking about 2 4-year guys, and LaChance, a guy that can make shots. And one of the few guys in our league that can, come off a ball screen with both hands either way, come off, attack the rim either way, left and right hand, finishes around the rim, great three-point shooter. So you have to identify him, plays with a high level of confidence. So it's not easy guarding guys like that, but just the one thing we kind of told our guys, they're a good team, but we got to find a way to slow these two guys down.
Tell me if you agree with this. I thought the atmosphere in the building at Vanderbilt was a lot like LSU, in that the crowd wasn't a big crowd, wasn't a vocal crowd. So it's one of those opportunities where you got to kind of create some enthusiasm yourself. You weren't able to do that really at LSU, but in the second half at Vandy, once you started getting momentum, then you started seeing energy come off the bench as well and also on the court.
Well, one of the things that we talk about, you have to create your own energy, especially in an environment like that. But as far as taking the next step, when you're trying to be one of the better teams, it doesn't matter where you're playing or who you're playing. It's really how you're playing. And that's the next step for us. We can't get consumed to get you going, because truly, if you want to play in a road environment, I'd rather play in one that's not as hostile, because now you're locked in, and now the crowd is not engaged. Now you have a chance to do what you need to do. But, again, another step for us as a program, because you never know the atmosphere in St. Louis in this tournament, but you have to create your own energy.
Yeah, that's part of building culture, though, right?
Yes. I mean, you have to. And just understanding the things we always talk about is how we plan. It doesn't matter who the name on the jersey of the other team is, how we execute on offense, how we execute on defense, and get consumed with what we're doing as opposed to what every team is doing all the time.
How do you describe the game that Jonte had against Vanderbilt?
Thought he played very well. And it's not so many had a career high scoring the ball, but I thought he played extremely well. And it wasn't so much the points, because he brings other things to the table. And I've never had a gauge for Jonte as how many points he scores, if he's successful or not. Now, the thing I like for him to be aggressive offense when he have opportunities to score the ball, but he's so unselfish. I think that's what makes him good. But he rebounded the ball, he made passes. But the difference in the game against Vanderbilt, and I go back to especially when they were in the zone, as opposed to when we played against Texas A&M here in the zone, he was hesitant on his catches in the middle of the zone. Well, this time he caught the ball, shot the ball, made passes, made plays, and just played off instincts as opposed to just hesitant, okay, let me shoot the ball. Because oftentimes, if you don't shoot the ball in rhythm, it's probably not a good shot.
And against that 2-3, you've got to have a guy that can make plays from the free throw line. And certainly he did that.
Yeah, I mean, he's comfortable in that area. So, and not many guys at all levels are comfortable in that area, because you got to make decisions, you got to be strong with the ball, and you have to be able to read the defense. But he's comfortable doing that.
Yeah, and once you got into that, where he, you were feeding the post, feeding him. He was able to make plays off of it. Dive, he dove one time to the basket, got a nice feed on the baseline from Kevin for a dunk. He just shredded the zone in the second half.
Well, again, I like our chances against the zone because our shooters know where the ball is coming from. They know where the defenders are, so now they're shot ready. The biggest key with us against the zone is the flash man. If we have a good guy flashing, now that creates opportunities. If we don't do a good job flashing to that middle, we'll struggle in the zone, and then all of a sudden we're forcing tough shots. But if we flashing to that middle, everything kind of breaks down for us.
Shot free throws better in each of the last two games. 10 of 14 against Vanderbilt on the road, and then you made 14 of your last 17 free throws in the final 12 minutes against Arkansas.
I mean, that's what I expect. And I think for Jeremiah was 7 for 9, I think, against Arkansas. But he spends time after every practice working on his free throws. So it's good to see him shoot free throws and make them because he's scoring around the rim. He's getting fouled. He's making his free throws. It's just another dimension for us as a team.
Watching on the road, just he and Coach Hollander working on free throws and just telling him basically the same routine. Get consistent in your routine each and every shot.
And he does. You know, he puts the work in, and he focuses on it. He has his own rim in practice, so he gets his share of shots up.
Gets his own rim?
He gets his own rim.
That's pretty good.
And Ronnie Suggs is his rebounder, so Ronnie monitors his shot. So when Jeremiah's shot isn't falling, call Ronnie about that.
couple other things about the Vanderbilt trip. You made the decision as a staff after the Kentucky game, which was late Saturday evening in Lexington, to go straight to Nashville. First of all, a thought on that thought process, you know, and particularly with the quick turnaround playing on Tuesday.
Well, I just felt like it was the best thing for us because you go Saturday, and it, now that it's over, I felt like the Tuesday-Saturday schedule was tough for us because, one, short on bodies, and not to make any excuse for the games we came up short in, but when you go Tuesday-Saturday, so you play the game Tuesday, whether it's home or road, now you're off Wednesday. Then you go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then you play again Tuesday. So that's six straight days that you're going, and you have to get some level of up and down, you know, contact just to simulate game situations. So it's 6 days. So now you don't have fresh legs, and I always say you don't have fresh legs, you don't have fresh minds, and they go hand in hand. So all of a sudden you see us out there, we plugging, and things kind of fall short. Wednesday-Saturday schedule was good for us because there was always a day off. You had Sunday off, so you could shut down Sunday, regroup again. But the Tuesday-Saturday was tough. So now what we were saying after the Kentucky game, let's just go ahead and straight over to Vanderbilt. So that way you fly over that night. We took off Sunday outside of going to the movie, so there was no practice, maybe a little film that night. But that was it. So we were off our legs as far as the practices and up and down the floor. I think it helped us.
Yeah, I do too. And I think a lot of people appreciated the day off on Sunday. You know,
just I know
to,
I did.
Yeah, so did I, to be selfish. Tigers play coming up on Thursday at the SEC tournament in St. Louis. We'll talk more about that a little bit later in the show. We'll also hear from Jonte Porter and Jordan Barnett. A couple of interviews taped after Saturday's win against Arkansas. More with Konzo Martin as Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. And here at Andy's, we're huge Missouri Tiger fans. Andy's is such a big fan that we created a treat just for Mizzou. The Tiger Street Concrete. Andy's Vanilla Frozen Custard blended with Oreo chunks, warm caramel, and hot fudge. Stop by Andy's Frozen Custard and ask for a Tiger Street Concrete today.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Go Tigers!
Andy's got you fun to be a kid for a while.
Pocket up to 2,400 smackaroos in rebate cash. That could pay for 4 season tickets to the Mizzou games.
Yeah! What's the catch?
There is no catch. Columbia Water and Light actually pays you rebates to reseal walls, install new windows, and save money being energy efficient. Columbia Water and Light even offers low interest loans to help.
What are you waiting for?
Go online at ColumbiaPowerPartners.com.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
Hi, this is Dan with Samco Business Products. To provide a quality professional broadcast like Mizzou Sports, it takes reliable business partners behind the scenes. That is why Learfield relies on Samco to coordinate and provide their office furnishings and supplies. They depend on us for their national headquarters in Jefferson City and all of their over 180 offices across the country. When you're looking for a local company with national capability for your team, relax and call Samco, because work just got better.
All right, here's the thing with mobile banking. You can get the laundry done and the yard, and it's only Thursday. Sure, run that extra block or mile
with your four-legged buddy.
Hey, you're at the gym? Do a few more reps. A little more gaming with your squad?
Yeah, the galaxy needs you.
Better eat another s'more. And by another, we mean fifth. Soak up every single minute of every single day. Go on and do whatever a Tiger fan does, and still keep in touch with your money. Great Southern Mobile Banking. Get the app now for Android and iOS. Member FDIC. Data rates may apply. See carrier for details.
We're live with All-Star Marco employee Doug Swanson talking about his amazing managed IT save today. Doug, set up the play for us.
Well, Beth, our customer needed to control their network chaos, so Marco's experienced offense brought in game-changing support for their IT staff.
That's a big win for their business.
That's what Marco does, Beth.
Amazing managed IT solutions and All-Star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
During this month of basketball madness, Emo's has its own madness with both of its popular value boxes, the Great Taste of St. Louis box and the Square Meal Deal box, either online only for just $19.95. The Great Taste box features a large two-topping square Emo's pizza, toasted wraps, Pebble Bites, and Cinemos, and the Square Meal Deal box also features a large two-topping square pizza and a double order of Emo's signature toasted wraps. Each box online only is now only $19.95. To order, visit emospizza.com.
Remember, you can download the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast presented by Shelter Insurance. Just go to mutigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings on Columbia's southwest side. Tiger Talk presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Coming up in our next segment, a couple of interviews, one with Jordan Barnett and also with Jontay Porter on the heels of Mizzou's win over Arkansas on Saturday. Let's go back to that game, and we talked briefly just about Jeremiah and the influence that he had on the game. And I want to talk a little bit, like we were during the break, about Daniel Gafford, the young kid from Arkansas. Terrific young player. I don't know that we'll ever see him again, you know, when he plays against Missouri. Hopefully not, because in my perspective, go on, son. You're ready to go. Move on to the next level.
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, and the thing about it, and you have to give a lot of credit to the staff, just from the first time we played him up until this point, I think he's gotten better as a basketball player, because I felt like we didn't need to double him in the post the first time we played him. So I just thought he was a slasher, runner, jumper, and a good shot blocker. But this time, it's like when he gets the ball in the post, you have to blitz him, get it out of his hand, force somebody else to beat you, even though they have really good three-point shooters. Just we couldn't allow him to beat us, and that's just the growth in his game.
Jeremiah finished with a career-high 17 points in the game. He played 28 minutes. He also pulled down 8 boards. Explain for the listeners and for the folks here just the ways that he has grown as a basketball player on each end of the court this year.
I think the biggest growth in his game, just his composure. He continued to, where sometimes before he kind of put his head down, not meaning discouraged, but just in anger, just frustration. But now he kind of smiles and laughs about it. So that's the growth in him to be able to get over it. Now he's not fouling as much as he used to. He used to foul all the time and just. You couldn't count on him in games just because he weren't productive. The things I've talked to him about is as good players don't foul out of games. You're a talented player, so you can't foul out of games. What are you doing? So now he's given up some as far as his aggressive nature just to stay out of foul trouble. And that's just a growth and understanding. In time, he'll be better at it. But he plays with such energy and a spirit. And like I say to our staff all the time, we have to continue to find a way so he doesn't lose that aggressive nature, because that's one of his gifts.
Is it fair to say he's not allowing the opposition to bait him into fouls too?
Yes, I think so. But the other part is what we started doing to help him, because, again, I might have mentioned this before, but, you know, he would get fouls, and he was frustrated about fouls. And so what I try to help him understand, I go back, we watch film, and on those fouls he was fouling. So it wasn't as if the officials were making bad calls. He was actually fouling. So he understood that in watching film, and I think that helped him grow.
He, from an offensive standpoint, just his ability to operate in the low post, he showed also, I think, an addition, if you will, to his game to step out to the short corner, hit some of those baseline 10 to 12 footers. That's something that we've seen as the season's progressed. Again, from an offensive standpoint, where have you seen him progress this year?
The shot, the 15, 17-foot shot, but he spends time on it. We spend a lot of time on that because – and the one thing with the offensive part, what I say to all the guys, if you work on it in practice, it's okay to do in a game. So he spent time on that baseline each baseline, that 15 to 17 foot shot. But the other part is just recognizing his strength as a basketball, because he's really strong. And you watch, you know, some of the bigger guys in the league, is hard to maintain with him. But what he's not doing as much, and he got one in the last game because he's so excited. He got an offensive foul just banging a guy. And what we always tell Jeremiah, move side to side. So when you step toward the rim, go east-west as opposed to boom, banging a guy. Then go up because he's so big and strong. Make your move, step, go up, and then utilize your move. So I just think having the comfort in the post and not rushing it going so fast, because he is big and strong.
Is it fair to say the game has slowed down for him?
I like to think so. We still got games to play, but I like to think so. But what we had to do to help him, because I think part of it, too, is the frustration. He won't say it, but I can see it on his face whenever times he feel like he's open. He doesn't get the ball because he's down at Valley. He's fighting. He's running the floor, and then you don't get the ball. Then all of a sudden, he's not posting as strong. Then you might see him over there just kind of, you know, it's like, what's the point? I'm not getting the ball. But again, he doesn't complain about it. So we just, as a staff, continue to make a conscious effort and telling our guards, give him the ball because it helps you when he gets the ball down low.
And Saturday, you made a concerted effort early to throw the ball inside, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, just like the Vanderbilt game, we're going inside to him because I feel good about Jeremiah as anybody down low. As long as he takes his time, recognize, read the defense. He's getting better. Now, the other thing he's gotten better is going against the double team, you know, getting that ball out of there. Where it used to be get out and turn it over. Now he's getting better at facing up and reading the defense. But we have to get to him the ball inside because it opens things up for our shooters. Because if not, guys will just press up on Cassius and Barnett the whole night. And all of a sudden we're forcing bad and tough shots.
When he can score inside and when Jonte can do what he's been able to do, how much does that help Cassius and also Jordan Barnett?
Well, it helps a great deal because it opens things up for those guys. And it's amazing to me to see how many shots that, you know, Barnett and Cash gets with the way they shoot the ball. Yeah. I don't understand how those guys get so many open three-point shots. It's just mind-blowing for me. But they keep getting them, and I'm grateful for them. But when those guys are scoring, Jeremiah in the post, Jonte with the pick and pop, he's moving in different areas. Now, all of a sudden, they create opportunities. I've said it before, especially with Kevin and Jonte, when they set in back screens, they set in ball screens, they pop in, it puts teams in tough positions when they're making shots. And then what Jonte's done in the last two games, when there's a switch on with a smaller guy, he's been assertive down there and been strong. And now when he's doing that, then he's really tough to
His guard. Recognition of that is much better than it was early in the season, isn't it?
Yeah, because what happens is probably areas not used to being in. And after a while, like Jonte, you're 6'11". You know what I mean? So that's big, 6'11", 240 pounds. So utilize that. So use your body. Move guys and get to that rim and force them to make a decision.
In that area, when he gets smaller guys on him, in what ways can he improve from an offensive standpoint in terms of catching and maybe not always backing a guy down, you know, facing up a couple of times? Just where can he grow?
Well, one, the positioning. So sometimes, because especially when you get a smaller guy, it's position, so you should be able to catch and go up.
Right.
Because you have him buried so deep and just go up with it. That's one of the areas. And I think that's the spring and summer, just getting his core and his legs getting strong with his lift. The other thing is when you face up, make quick moves. He's not a great athlete up and down like that. I mean, that's not one of his gifts. But he can't dunk the ball and do those things. But just really facing up, your positioning when you get the ball, because sometimes he'll get it off the block and he makes it hard on himself. Now it's two or three dribbles just to get to the rim. So really the position and where he's getting the ball at.
More with Konso Martin coming up. Coming up in our next segment, though, we hear from Jordan Barnett and Jonte Porter. This is Mizzou Basketball from Learfield.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Integrity, value, and flexibility are the values of every one of the over 3,000 members of the Sheet Metal Workers Local 36. That means you get the best trained, safest, and most skilled workforce every job, every time. The skilled craftsmen of the Sheet Metal Workers provide our signatory contractors the value and expertise to help grow their business and improve their bottom line. For more information, visit us online at sheetmetal36.org. It's true. Better people make the difference.
No matter what life throws at you, you need options. After all, a good pitcher doesn't just throw curveballs. For 25 years, Vitae Foundation has effectively used media and research-based messaging to help women find options when faced with an unexpected pregnancy. Healthy options and caring support, what women deserve when life throws them a curveball. Vitae Foundation, a real game changer. Learn more at adsforlife.org.
Folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. And here at Andy's, we're huge Missouri Tiger fans. Andy's is such a big fan that we created a treat just for Mizzou. The Tiger Street Concrete. Andy's Vanilla Frozen Custard blended with Oreo chunks, warm caramel, and hot fudge. Stop by Andy's Frozen Custard and ask for a Tiger Street Concrete today.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Go Tigers! Andy's got you fun to be
a kid for a while. A perfect circle. May 16th, Mizzou Arena. A perfect circle. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. A perfect circle. Live.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Missouri 20-11 on the season, 10-8 in the SEC. They will play as the number 5 seed after tying for 4th place in conference play. Missouri taking on the winner of Georgia and Vanderbilt coming up Thursday afternoon. Against Arkansas Saturday afternoon, Jordan Barnett, 19 points and 11 rebounds on his final game. In his final game at Mizzou Arena, he played 40 minutes, did the senior from CBC High School in St. Louis, and after the game, I had a chance to visit with Jordan Barnett. Taking a good look at that pretty gold jersey that's got number 21 on it.
Man, it's crazy to even think about this, man. I feel like I've said this so many times, but it feels like just yesterday I was a freshman walking onto that University of Texas campus. And, you know, now I'm here and, you know, I couldn't be happier. You know, the fact that really good, really big senior night, you know, got a really big win against a really good team. It just means so much to go out like that. So,
for you, for a long time in your career, a lot of the way people identified you was with your offense. And you scored today, particularly in the second half. But for the second consecutive game, you influenced the game with your defense.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Martin's definitely been on me a lot about that, especially in practice. Definitely. I think at least the last two games have been two of the best defensive games I've had ever. So, Just continue to work. I've tried to get better every day. I think it's really starting to show, and hopefully I can continue it.
And how satisfying is that individually when you know late clock you've got a guy locked down and he can't get a shot off?
that's a really good feeling. You know, to know that you can, you know, shut somebody down and, you know, such a big critical possession in the game, you know, and really further your chances of winning, you know, it really means a lot, you know, especially when you have that confidence in yourself that you can do that, which I may not have had earlier in the season, but now I for sure got it. So hopefully I can keep doing that. So
you and the others that have been here for a while have got your battle wounds, right? We all know what took place in the last 3 years, but you look at what this team has done, 20 wins in the regular season, 10 wins in conference play. Sum it up. How, as a group, were you able to accomplish that and have this type of a turnaround in 1 year?
I think we were just – this was an extremely motivated team. I think, you know, when Mike went down early in the season, I think everybody counted us out. Nobody thought we'd even be half decent. So we took that, and I think we channeled it pretty well, and we used that as motivation. I think everybody played with a fire that, you know, hadn't really been seen. So I think that helped us, you know, start the season really well and go into conference play pretty strong. You know, and also, you know, with all the guys we've lost this year, obviously Mike to injury, CJ, Blake, Terrence, you know, losing a lot of guys like that is, you know, that makes it hard on the guys you have. And, you know, we only have one point guard now. Guys has done a really good job of playing that role. Cash has had to play it at some. And they've both done incredible jobs. And we've just had to stick together. You know, it's a team that's really close. And we always pick each other up when someone's down. So I think just that camaraderie of the team has really helped us respond really well to the struggles that we've had this year.
A couple of things for you as a guy who's a perimeter player and is a catch-and-shoot guy. Being able to throw it inside and have people that produce and having a guard like Cassius that can get something off the bounce, how much does it help you?
Helps a lot, man, especially when it's Jonte down there. We get the ball into Jonte. He's looking for anybody that's open. He's almost to a fault where he might not look for his own shot enough. But, you know, I really appreciate because 9 times out of 10, you know, if he passes it to me out the post, I'm probably going to shoot. So try to get him some assists. But, you know, he's just a really high IQ player, man. His passing ability is ridiculous. He can dribble, he can shoot, and at 6'11", you know, rebound block shots, a really good interior post defender. Just, I don't know, man, just having those kind of guys. And Tilly down there being a force. Reed, when he comes in as a force, KP, has always been a really good low block scorer. You know, it just means a lot for this team.
Has Jonte surprised you with how efficient he's been throughout the course of the season? Like any freshman, like any player, you have a couple of games where they're not the way that you want them to go, but for the most part, he's been really consistent for a kid that should still be in high school.
Yeah, no, he definitely has surprised me. You know, when he first got here, you know, I thought, okay, 6'11", can shoot. This will help. But throughout the season, he's done just about everything. He's shooting. He's using his height. He's blocking shots. He's rebounding at a really high rate. Passes the ball well. Dribbles well. Extremely high basketball IQ player. And I mean, he's been such a big help for this team that I honestly think he probably does get a lot of credit, but I don't think he even gets enough credit, you know, for what he brings to this team, because it really helps us become a better team when he's out there influencing the game defensively and offensively. It makes us that much harder of a team to score against and that much harder of a team to stop.
Hey, where's the SEC tournament? I can't remember.
right in St. Louis, right back at home. Should be fun. Should be fun.
It should be fun. You go in as the 5 seed, but just a thought on that. The fact that you're so familiar with the building as a group.
So are we for sure a 5 seed?
I believe you're a 5 seed playing on Thursday afternoon. So, but again, going in there in a building that you're familiar with and in your hometown, does it get any more perfect?
I don't think so, man. You know, I can't wait. You know, it'll be a fun experience, but we have to go in there ready, because in this league has been really wishy-washy. Any team can beat any team, so we have to be ready. We have to be prepared to go in any game, and we have to prepare to win. That's for sure what we want to do, because that's what we plan on doing. We plan on going down there and winning some games and trying to ensure our spot in the NCAA tournament.
You've persevered. I'm very proud of you, man. Keep it up, and good luck in the SEC tournament.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Jordan Barnett on the heels of the Tigers' win over Arkansas, 77-67. Jonte Porter also had 19 points in the game. He also had 8 rebounds, handed out 4 assists, and had 2 steals in 29 minutes, and afterwards had to talk to me.
Sum up the season. A team that had a remarkable turnaround from a year ago to finish the regular season with 20 wins. You were a newcomer to this group. How were you all able to put it together?
Man, I don't know. It starts with the coach. I mean, like you said, it's amazing what 365 days can do for a program. But we've made strides in every area, I feel like, especially after Michael went down. The expectations for the year went down in terms of the support at Mizzou. But we've really kind of come together. It starts with Coach Martin, like I said, and he's done a great job at re-collaborating and helping us, leading us to 20 wins in the regular season. That's pretty amazing. I wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the season after Michael went down.
Have you surprised yourself at all this year with the way that you've been able to contribute to this team and impact games, given your relative lack of experience at the college level?
I'd say a little bit. I knew I'd be a defensive presence. I could hit a shot every once in a while, but I've been pretty consistent lately scoring the ball too, which has really helped our team during the stretch, of the final stretch of the season. But no, I wouldn't say I completely surprised myself. I knew I had capabilities, but not everybody else knew that. So it's been fun to kind of showcase what I can do.
I know you're also very proud of the development you've seen from Jeremiah Tillman this year too. And how important is it, how big is it to be able to have that fourth scoring option and another guy that can help inside?
Yeah, it's been amazing seeing what Jeremiah can do. I knew it from the jump when I got here during this after the summer. It was kind of a rude awakening having to guard him because he's so strong, so skilled down there. So I knew he had it in him all along. It was kind of rough for him at the beginning of the year just because he didn't know how to not foul. But he's done great strides just like everyone else and getting better throughout the season. And like you said, he's a great scoring option now if he can stay in the game, which he's done really good at lately.
The interesting thing, too, about the guys that return to this group is that they had their previous wounds, right, their calluses from battles before. But as the season progressed, they not only embraced winning, but they learned how to win down the stretch and put games away. And the game against Arkansas is a perfect example. They come back and tie it at 51. Your team goes on a run and puts the game away. That speaks volumes for, I think, the mental makeup of this group.
Yeah, for sure. Our mental makeup is kind of what's helped us throughout the season, just stay strong. We could have just bowed down after like 2-3-game losing streaks, but we kind of stuck together. We've learned how to put games away, I think, which is always points back to the head coach, Coach Martin. He's done a great job at educating us and helping us just be experienced. He's not mad at us after games we lose. He just, it's a learning point. It's a way to learn and get better. So we've done that throughout the season, and hopefully we can keep it rolling headed into the SEC tournament.
In St. Louis, Missouri, in the Scott Trade Center, a facility that you guys are very familiar with, having played the Illinois game, just what are your expectations, I guess, for this group heading to St. Louis in a familiar building?
I'm gonna personally treat every game like it's a must win. My plan is to go there and win it, just like every other team. So that's the problem. So only one team can win. I'm fully confident that we have the players and the coaching staff to get it done. So we'll see how it goes, but I couldn't be more excited.
That is Jonte Porter. Tigers win on Saturday. They will open up play in the SEC tournament on Thursday. We'll talk more about the brackets and also the trip to St. Louis with Konzo Martin when he returns. Right after this on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Roland Dickey from Dickey's Barbecue, where we've been serving up pit smoke barbecue for more than 70 years. If you love barbecue, welcome to Dickey's, a place that speaks your language. With juicy beef brisket, spicy sausage, and fall-off-the-bone pork ribs, we're talking meat that's hand-rubbed and slow-smoked. We're talking barbecue pits filled with hickory wood at every location, every day, for every guest. Come find out what we're talking about.
Now open in Columbia at 1412 Forum Boulevard.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
When you park with the parking spot, our friendly drivers get you from trunk to airport terminal faster. And the time you save parking with us, you can use to daydream about the road trip and leading a stadium of screaming fans in the biggest wave ever. Make a free reservation now at theparkingspot.com, and with the money you save, you'll be able to afford face paint remover. Free reservations now at theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot, official sponsor of Mizzou Athletics. We have airport parking covered.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Chris Giovino, counting your home with the Tigers, KOMU-8, for comprehensive coverage of Missouri basketball. KOMU-8 Sports has in-depth insight, more interviews with players and coaches, and extra highlights from your Tigers and all around the Southeastern Conference. Watch KOMU-8 News and join me for Sports Extra with Chris Giovino Sunday nights after KOMU-8 News at 10. Your home with the Tigers is KOMU-8 Sports, coverage you can count on.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
See your Central Missouri Toyota dealers. Joe Mockins Toyota in Columbia.
And Riley Toyota in Jefferson City. Or visit buyatoyota.com.
Tiger Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price every single day. Shelter insurance, call a local shelter insurance agent and set up a free personal protection review. Ask about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Also, Central Bank is your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at centralbank.net. Konzo Martin now joins us again here on Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings. First of all, before we talk about the tournament, let's talk about just kind of the growth process of this group as the season progressed. As I talked about with both those guys, I mean, when you have a team that had limited success for three consecutive years, now they come in and they have an opportunity to flip the switch and win 20 games this year. How much time as a staff did you have to spend really on the mental preparation standpoint and learning how to get through adversity and things like that with this group?
I think that's always a part of it when you take over a program. I think regardless of your personnel, because I've done this before, when you take over a program, you want it to be who you are, whatever you want it to look like. I don't think your gauge can be, okay, we have this level of talent, so let's do this. I think your blueprint is who you are and you implement a style, and this is what we're working toward now. Say, for instance, you have a package of things that you like to do. If everything was in place, the players, the personnel, the staff. So now if you don't have enough, okay, we can do 60% of what we want to do. And let's be really good at this 60% of what we're trying to do. In this case, I felt like we had enough, but it's just the one thing that I didn't understand and I had to grow into, that level of defeat and losing games, the mental part. Because like I said, you had talent. We didn't have enough when I took over. You didn't have enough, but you had parts. And I'm not talking about when the recruits start coming. I'm talking about the current team. But you didn't have enough to be successful. And that first meeting I have to guys, I just say, guys, you have to have a level of confidence. Losing can't be who you are. It just took place. It doesn't define you as an individual. You can't walk around with your hood on your head going to class. I mean, it's a part of it. So you have to, you know, hold your shoulders up, stick your chest out, and go to class as part of it. What did you learn from all that you went through? And just try to get it right then. Okay, now these are the things that we need to do to be successful. Oftentimes, guys talk about wanting to be good players because it sounds good, but they don't understand the work that you have to put in. It has to be exhausting, and it has to consume everything you're about as a ball player. So that means the college life. And for me, just in college, you know, you go to parties on Friday, Saturday night in college, but once the season hit, that was my focus, because I didn't want to do anything that messed up what I was trying to do as a ball player to knock me off track mentally. So I was trying to stay locked in. So what I tell those guys, there's a lot you have to give up if you want to be a great player. Now, if you want to do that, you have to do it, because my job is to recruit the best players possible. And I'm not talking about stars of a player, but what helps us win ball games. So now if you want to be a part of this is what we have to do. If not, one, let me help you find a new school, or because I'll continue to recruit guys that will help us be successful as a program. Because if this is not your life, meaning going to class, basketball, getting sleep, going to class, basketball, getting sleep, if that is not your life, then this is not a great place. And I don't want to make it sound like it's a bad thing, because I want our guys to enjoy everything college has to offer, but there's a time and place for all of that.
Is this team mentally, I think, more tough than they were when the season began?
Oh, without question, without question.
And how did they arrive at that?
I just think, you know, trusting. Because I think that's the big thing everybody talk about nowadays, as opposed to, I guess, 10, 15 years ago, the kids or the young men have to trust you as a coach. Well, I never went into a situation deciding whether or not I'm going to trust the coach. I mean, he said, do this, this is what I was doing. And I think that starts at home. I don't care whatever era, time it is. I mean, when you taught respect, you taught that from day one. So the coach said, do it, then that's what I'm doing. Unless he's treating to harm me or harassing me, that's different. But so now, that's the first part. Coach said, do it. So this is what it takes to get it done. Okay, then I'll do that. Then all of a sudden, 13 guys do that, and then you have success. I think that's where it starts. So my thing is, this is what we have to do to be successful. There's not a back and forth conversation. This is what we have to do. Now, if you have a better plan, I'm all ears. If not, then let's get to work.
In order to be successful, too, losing has got to hurt, right? And I'll say this, it's not an indictment of the guys before, although it's going to sound like one, but Cassius Robertson is the first player that I've seen at Missouri in a long time where from the go, it was, you could see visibly losing hurt. It meant something to him to lose the game, and it was a feeling he didn't like. And I think he's been able to maybe expose some of his teammates to that feeling as well.
Well, you know, I just think the growth of young men and helping them understand, because what I always try to do, if they don't know, then let me help show them. I can't assume anything. So, for example, just a small thing. It's not big, but just a coach of a program. If you lose a game, I don't know if I can go out on a Friday, Saturday night and have a party and hang out. As a college player, if my team lost a game, I just don't know if I feel right to be able to. That means I'm letting my coaching staff down, my teammates down. I'm out celebrating a party. Now, it's one thing to go out to have dinner and sitting down, but if I'm out hanging out, having a good time, that's hard for me as a ball player. Because I could be in the gym putting some time into it. Because what I always went back to, I'm on scholarship, and somebody's helped paying for this scholarship. Let me put the work in. Plus, I want to be a great player. Now, if it doesn't pain you to lose, then I don't know why you're even doing this. If you're excited just to be a part of Mizzou basketball, to wear the jersey and all that, I got to help you relocate, because I won't be happy with that. We won't have a great relationship, and it'll be hard for us to move forward because, again, we put so much time into this as a staff, and you got players putting time in to be successful, to be a great team, to be a great program. If you don't have it in you as a ball player to put that time into it, we will struggle with our relationship, and it's hard for me to hide that.
Final segment of Tiger Talk with Konzo Martin is up next on the Tiger Network from Learfield.
Don't miss your shot to win big. Enter the Nissan Diehard Fan Sweepstakes to win a 2018 Rogue, custom wrapped in your team's colors. To enter, go to NissanUSA.com/DiehardFanSweepstakes for your shot to win today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. No purchase necessary. Ends 3/31/18. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Chris Giovino. Count on your home of the Tigers, KOMU 8, for comprehensive coverage of Missouri basketball. KOMU 8 Sports has in-depth insight, more interviews with players and coaches, and extra highlights from your Tigers and all around the Southeastern Conference. Watch KOMU 8 News and join me for Sports Extra with Chris Giovino Sunday nights after KOMU 8 News at 10. Your home of the Tigers is KOMU 8 Sports, coverage you can count on.
Okay, it's Ford Truck Month, and here's how it works, pal. Take F-150, the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year, and Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America, sweeten up the offer, and boom, you save a stack of cash. But you better step on it, sport, because the big savings won't last long. Ford Truck Month, it's buy now time, people. See your local Ford dealer today. Most capable based on best-in-class horsepower, torque, towing, payload, and GCWR. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Final segment of Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize the Three Stripes Club, which honors student-athletes who represent Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The law firm, Lathrop Gage, proudly serving Missouri business since 1873. The SEC tournament begins on Wednesday in St. Louis at Scott Trade. Tigers will play Thursday as the 5 seed, as Missouri will take on the winner of the game Wednesday night between Georgia and Vanderbilt. Again, that game will take place after the first game between Alabama and Texas A&M. The Tigers playing either Georgia or Vanderbilt around 2:15, 2:30. First of all, it's something we've known on the calendar for a long time, that this is the building that the tournament is going to be played in this year. And what I've tried to tell people that have got an interest is that enjoy it this year in St. Louis, because it's never coming back. I mean, you just may well plan. It'll never be back in St. Louis because of the rotation that the league has. So you better embrace it now while you have it.
Yeah, so it should be fun. We need our fans there. St. Louis is a great city, and I just think it helps us, the economy in St. Louis, downtown St. Louis, the surrounding areas. I think it's great, and it should be a lot of fun.
Does it help playing in a building that you've been in before?
Not if we play the way we played the last time, especially in that first half. I think so. I think so. I just think when you're in these type of settings, it's going from the tip to have an edge. Because oftentimes you'd be in these settings and it's like both teams are trying to feel each other out, especially the team that I think the team probably has more comfort that played before you. So like whoever Georgia or Vanderbilt wins the game, there's a level of comfort because they've been on the floor. So now I'm saying you don't want to come out hesitant, a step slow, trying to gauge everything. You got to come out aggressive from day one.
Give us kind of a breakdown of your schedule. You guys practice today after day off on Sunday. Just the schedule when you go to St. Louis and how you work from a preparation standpoint once you arrive.
Well, we had practice today. So what we'll do is tomorrow we'll practice and then we'll head to St. Louis. We'll have dinner as a team. You know, it's more about us as a team because you don't know who you're playing against between Georgia and Vanderbilt. Now, the luxury about the Vanderbilt, we just played them, so they're fresh in our mind. I've been spending a lot of time watching film on Georgia because we hadn't played them in a while. So I spent more time Sunday and today on Georgia as opposed to Vanderbilt just because we just played Vanderbilt. But, you know, both teams execute their offense. The offensive-minded teams, they run a lot of different actions and sets. So it's hard to go into practice and say, okay, let's prepare for this. So it's really about us, how we're defending. I think outside of the Arkansas game, we weren't as bad defending the three-point line, but the three previous games, we haven't done a very good job defending the three-point line, so we got to get back to that. You know, getting back to post defense, one-on-one defense, getting back to pressing the ball, challenging shots, and just playing with an edge. And I think the guys showed it in the last game. They showed it in Vanderbilt in the second half, and we just have to be consistent with that.
Do you match up better with either team, Vanderbilt or Georgia?
I think it's all the same. I think it's hard to say which one. You say Vanderbilt, they can stretch you out with four perimeter guys, and with Robeson at your four, it makes it hard to defend. With Georgia, Yante is a very talented low post guy, and he creates problems, so he demands a double team around the rim, so he can, if they're making shots, he can pick you apart. So, but for us, again, I think we have all the parts. Now, we don't have a roster full of 13 guys, but we have all the parts. We can make a shot. We're big enough in the post. We can score in the post. Our biggest area of concern has been really the same thing all season, is taking care of the basketball offensively. And if we're able to take care of the ball, we will put ourselves in position. I mean, because we average almost 14 turnovers a game, and we've been in games, and we put ourselves in position in spite of 14 turnovers. So if we can continue to minimize that and do what we're doing, we got a chance to have success.
Let me give you a number that's really comes into play with both the previous games. The one at Mizzou Arena against Georgia, you were down by three at the half. Against Vanderbilt, you were down by two and a half. And in the second half of both those games, you hit them with an 18-4 run to put the game away. So 18-4 is a number that came into play in both of those games in the second half. I want to move away from Georgia just to talk about the field, because as we saw throughout the course of the season, this league can be wide open. I mean, on any given night, it sounds cliche, but this year it's proven to be accurate, hasn't it?
I think it's safe to say this year, I think anybody can beat anybody. Just who's making shots, you're making your free throws, who's defending at a level to give you a chance to win games. Because you look at it across the board, I think that's what the league was advertised as in the beginning, as top to bottom, as good as any league in the country, and it showed that. You want to be able to make three-point shots. You want to be able to get to the free throw line and make free throws. And you got to defend. I think if we can consistently do that, we'll put ourselves in position.
And then, of course, a week from Sunday, a chance to maybe hear your name in that field of 68. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm just waiting to hear our name, my man. Yeah, whenever we hear it.
Whenever you hear it, be ready to roll. Yeah, exciting. Yeah, just sum up for in the closing question, about 35 to 40 seconds left in the show. What you've done with this team in your first year, given the number of different things that have taken place over the course of this season, to win 20 games in 10 in conference plays means what to Konzo Martin?
Well, it's a great feeling for me, but it's all the same. I just try to do my job to the best of my ability. put the guys in position to be successful. I don't want any credit. It's not about that for me. It's about my staff. They put so much time into it, exhausting hours, which you get paid to do right. that. And our players, they put the work in. I gotta tell the guys, you put the work in, the results will follow. And they've done that, so I'm so happy for our guys with the success they've had thus far.
Go win four in St. Louis. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Konzo Martin. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, proud friend of Mizzou basketball, famous among friends. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.